You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. First off, I just want to say a big thank you again to everyone who's contacted me on Twitter. If you'd like to get in contact, please do follow me at Climate Kieran. That's the Irish spelling of Kieran, C-I-A-R-A-N. Now on with the show. On today's podcast, we will answer the question, when will the world exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius and 2 degrees Celsius of global warming? Under the Paris Agreement, which was adopted in 2015, virtually all the world's nations pledged to limit global warming to, quote, well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, and also, if possible, quote, pursue efforts to cap warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. At present, the world is not close to being on track to meet either target. While the growth of global emissions has slowed in recent years, there is a large and growing gap between the current commitments and what would be needed to avoid exceeding these global temperature limits. The website Carbon Brief has produced an analysis of when the world is expected to pass these limits in the absence of large future emissions reductions. Their analysis shows that the world will likely exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius warming between 2030 and 2032, in scenarios where emissions are not rapidly reduced. The 2 degrees Celsius threshold will likely be exceeded around 2043, in the highest emissions scenario. In a scenario of modest mitigation, where emissions remain close to current levels, the 2 degrees Celsius threshold would be exceeded around 2052. It's important to remember when hearing dates and numbers to do with global warming that the global average surface temperature in any given year is driven by a combination of long-term warming and short-term natural variability. For example, El Niño or volcanic eruptions can result in any given year being up to 0.2 degrees Celsius warmer or cooler than the trajectory of long-term human-caused warming. This means that it's quite possible for humans to have only warmed the world by, say, 1.3 degrees Celsius, only slightly above where we are today, and see a single year that exceeds 1.5 degrees Celsius. In fact, the World Meteorological Organization recently estimated that there is a 1 in 4 chance that the world will exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius for at least 1 year by 2025. The international community of researchers and policymakers are more concerned with the effects of long-term human-caused warming than any short-term natural variability. Because of this, the passing of 1.5 degrees Celsius and 2 degrees Celsius limits should generally be defined upon a multi-year average rather than looking at one in particular single year. Although at an international level, there is no clearly agreed upon approach currently. In conclusion, if the world does not begin to rapidly reduce emissions, it is clear that the 1.5 degrees Celsius target will be passed sometime around 2032, and the 2 degrees Celsius target around 2052. We're on the brink of a global catastrophe. From wildfires to heat waves, drought to rising sea levels, the symptoms of our inaction will only worsen the longer we take to address the causes of the crisis. But we can still avoid this future. But governments must act now to halt biodiversity loss and reduce greenhouse gas emissions to absolute zero as quickly as possible as part of a socially just transition. That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners, and you can contact me on Twitter at Climate Kieran, C-I-A-R-A-N. Thanks for listening.